But yeah, it's July 24th, 2023. I'm Alonzo here, my co-host Jason, for Weekend Weaves number 35, 36. I don't know. I don't remember. But all for a week, so we got 2 episodes for each show. Why don't we just start with Jujutsu? How'd you feel about the past couple episodes?
I thought 2 and 3. Two and three, I thought they were both good. One thing I will say, I was kind of surprised at how they did the capturing thing, but it made up for it, because remember what 2 left off with the picture of Gojo getting the picture from Ghetto, or not even a picture from Ghetto, it was just a picture of the maid tied up.
He right, like, in a cell phone, because she got a text message.
Yeah, and then the next episode picked back up where that was, and Ghetto and Gojo were talking about, all right, you got to stay here because, or we're going to take you to school and then we're going to go get your maid or whatever, because you might be a liability or something like that. But he was like, we have leverage because we have you, so they won't kill her. And then she was like, no, I got to go with you. And he was like, all right, if you go, you can't complain about it being too scary or whatever, and you can't go back. And then it just skipped to them being on a beach for like a split second. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I had to rewind because I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I'm like, what just happened? Did I just miss like a huge
chunk?
That also
threw
so confused.
Me off. But, you know, it's very similar to
the manga panels and the flow of that.
Well, not the manga panels, but I was going to say it's very similar to like when Ghetto was fighting the guy with the dog. Not the dog. He had a dog. The old man. He fought him in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And then it just like cut to him just like getting beat. Like, it gave me like that same vibe where it's like,
but okay. I knew what happened when that happened. Like, literally when that happened, I'm like, oh, this dude is, his life is flashing before his eyes.
No, that surprised me. I thought he was getting just like a flashback. That was so funny. Like,
I'm like, oh, this dude just got clapped. That's literally what I thought. I'm like, oh yeah, it's wraps, it's over. I thought he died already, but he was still alive. And then Ghetto just started piecing him up. He was like, yeah, I could tell you wanted to get in close, so, you know, I kind of just let you. And then, what else did he say? He was like, you spent too much time thinking. That's the problem. Because I guess Ghetto was like, I don't really think about how to win. I just kind of let it happen.
Yeah, he was saying, like, you get really caught up on, like, thinking about how you're going to beat your opponent. So I let you. He basically, like, baited him into thinking that he had this surefire way, like, he had him figured out. And then he's like, you know, actually, joke's on you. I'm actually very skilled in close combat, and I'm about to beat your ass.
Yeah. And then he beat him up.
So, yeah, that was funny. But, so, yeah, it's very abrupt. I guess it didn't really matter who kidnapped her, because they just got
They just showed up. They
destroyed.
Literally just kicked the door in and then untied her. And then they were like, all right, let's travel out the, or travel to... Where were they at?
They had Okinawa. To go to Okinawa, yeah.
Okay, because she got captured again, right? She got captured this time. It was by the,
It was the... So, it wasn't the, like, the main girl who got captured. It was her assistant. I think her name is Koro or whatever. She got captured, and they went to Okinawa. So, that's why they had to go travel to Okinawa to get her.
Yeah.
And then they were already there.
So, she didn't get captured twice?
No, she got captured once.
No, okay, she just got captured once.
Yeah.
And it was a resort. They said they kept her at, like, a resort, and they were like, we might as well just stay here. Because Jordan was, like, he was basically trying to do what's best for the Star Plasma, wasn't it, Star Plasma Vessel?
Yeah, Star Plasma Vessel.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
I think it's, is it Rika? Rika?
Oh, yeah, Rika. No, it's not Rika. Rika was the remember, that was the...
I don't know the killer name.
Friend of the dude in the movie.
It's Rico.
Rico.
Oh, that's so... Yeah.
But the other one is Rika, though, right?
Yeah, Rika's like the demon, the curse.
The demon, the curse, yeah. That's crazy their names are so close. So, yeah, Rico was...
You sound kind of far away.
He was just
away.
Looking out for her.
I said, you sound kind of far away.
Oh, I do? I don't know why my mic is doing that. Let me see something. Fix this.
But yeah. So they go and get her. They decide to stay.
How about now?
Oh, you sound good. You sound good.
It sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why I was doing that, but then I was gonna say, yeah, they traveled there. Freaking Ghetto used a dragon, and then Gojo was using his six eye or whatever his six isn't it the six eyes?
Yeah, six called. Eyes.
And
I
so,
still don't really understand what that is, but
I think he can just because remember he was able to see the guy's curse technique or whatever he was using. He was like, no, okay. that's not a. They're clones. He was like,
it's
they're
not
clones.
A Shikigami. It's a clone.
Yeah, it's not a Shikigami. It's a clone. And she was like, how did you know that? He was like, I have really good vision. So I'm assuming his six eyes allow him to see people's curse techniques and everything, like anything that's cursed that's around, maybe, and just people's presence in general.
Okay. So he has good awareness.
Yeah, really, like, really good, like omni-awareness almost, I think.
Okay.
Because it takes a lot of energy, too, for him to use it. So I'm assuming it's like omni, like he can almost see everything within probably like a mile radius or something, like something crazy, you know, like crazy, crazy distance. And so he's using that. Ghetto had his dragon. They show up to the beach and you're just like, it's like they got a whole itinerary planned out. They went, they're on the beach. Then they went to go see a sea aquarium and a bunch of other stuff. And Ghetto was like, I think we should go back now. Like after day one, he was like, I think we should, you know, it's all clear. The bounty's still up, but we should just go back to the school. You know, you're getting kind of tired. You haven't slept in like the past 2 days. You've been using your technique the whole time. You need to stop. And he was like, no, I'm good. We're fine. And then the last day happens and they show back up to the school and they walk into the school. He's like, ah, finally we're back. And he takes it off. And then that's when Toji pops up and just stabs him in through the chest with a it was like a pole sword. I think, or was it just a sword? It looked like
it was a sword.
Yeah, okay, so he stabbed him with a sword. And then when that happened, I was like, what the heck? Because, you know, he has infinity. And I'm like, how did he just stab him? Which I kind of found interesting that Gojo didn't even mention that or think about that at all. Like, how did he just get through my infinity?
I'm not sure either.
He kind of just brushed it off, like, whatever. And then he was like, oh, I'm fine. I was able to put my... or use cursed energy to basically make my body like a thin piece of paper or a thin cloth, and it's like a pin through a thin cloth, so it didn't even hurt, basically. And then Ghetto was like, alright, I don't think he believed him at all. I think he was just like, alright, you're trying to reassure me and tell me to just, you know, take her and you got it, or whatever. And they start fighting, and Gojo literally, as soon as he put his sixth sense back up, started sweating immediately. And I'm like, bro, this dude is gassed. Like, he's literally on E right now.
He just got stabbed through the chest. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But not only that, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's on E. But he was still doing, like, a really good job. And then he mentioned how Toji has no cursed energy and he can't sense him. And when he said that, I'm like, all right, this wraps. It's over. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
Because I knew when he said zero cursed energy and he couldn't, you know, figure out where he was at, I'm like, this dude's gonna sneak up on you and probably stab you again. I didn't expect him to get clapped like he did. I did expect him to lose, but he got destroyed, bro. Like,
yeah,
he got destroyed.
I mean, he got, remember, he's also gassed. Like, he hasn't
slept
in 2 days.
Yeah, he is gassed. He's tired.
He's been holding up
but
his technique.
But it's like, at the same time, that was Toji's plan, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's Batman. He's basically Batman in this season.
Yeah. But he has that that patent, that God patent or whatever.
God heaven patent. He has, okay, yeah, he has the same thing as Maki. Like the girl who with no curse energy with the, she's mm-hmm. the tools. Like,
no, but he was like, he has super human strength and abilities because he has a heaven pact
yeah,
or something.
It's the same thing as her. Like, she doesn't have any curse energy, but she has like superhuman, like, physical abilities. It's the same with him, except he's, like, way stronger than her.
I didn't know she had a pact or whatever. I just thought she was just no curse energy and she was just crazy good with tools.
No, she has one. She's has one of those, too. I don't know if it's actually a pact. Like, I don't think it's, like, a thing they actually did, but I think they're just, like, born like that. Because like, they don't show anyone like actually like making a pact with like a god, yeah, they never, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think it's just like they're born with no curse energy, but for some reason they have like this like super strength. The thing that I want to know.
So you don't think
about,
it's like a true pact? I think there is like
a process.
I don't
think it's like a true pact.
I think there's a process or something.
I think he was just born that way.
And then he also had a sword that can reverse any cursed technique.
Yeah, and I was about like, to dang. Say, the thing that I want to know more about is, like, why he, how he has this curse, like, wrapped around him. And, like, how he can, like,
oh, what,
just have it. Yeah.
I mean, anybody can have a curse around them, though. That wouldn't necessarily, I don't think, like, curses generally just cause trouble in, like, the vicinity of anything. Because even normal people have curses around them. Like, and they don't know. Because remember in the movie, people were going to Gojo, or I mean the ghetto, to get their curses removed because they couldn't see them, but they were just around. And they, like, the one girl had a curse on her neck. Like, she had back problems because there was a curse just sitting always on her. She was like, my back hurts or my shoulders hurt all the time. And then it feels like it's a huge weight on me. So, I don't know.
But this, yeah, like, those people are unaware. But, like, he's,
yeah,
like, aware.
He's aware. He's
and,
aware.
Like, uses it. For
yeah,
this.
But is how is that any different than what Ghetto does? I know he can consume them and stuff, but
it's different from Ghetto because like that's like his cursed like technique.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Him, he doesn't even have cursed energy. He just has a curse that is wrapped around him that carries weapons for him. And he also like summoned a bunch of like flies.
Yeah,
like
flies,
cursed
and
flies
whatever.
Too. So I don't know. I just want to know more about that, but it may or may not be.
I feel like it's
explained.
Like a animal kind of thing. Like you can still tame
like
a curse.
Tamed them.
Yeah. Like I don't think you can't not. I don't know because they've never said like yeah curses are untamable or anything. So I feel like you can still tame a curse. Like if you encounter one, he's like like you said, Batman or who's someone who can tame animals and use them.
Kraven.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Hunter.
Kraven. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's literally he's Kraven of this universe, bro.
He kind of is
the,
actually.
He is the sorcerer. Yeah, the exorcist, jujutsu sorcerer hunter. That's what he does.
Okay, I wanted to know more about that because, like, my thing is like he has no curse energy. Can he see curse energy or curses?
Oh, I don't think you need. I think the curse energy you have is just your ability to use it. But I do think you can still see them, even if you have no curse energy.
I don't know, because I know that girl, Maki, she doesn't have curse energy, and she also
but she
needs,
uses
like,
glasses. Yeah, she needs glasses to see. So,
I don't know.
Maybe he has contacts.
Maybe. Cursed contacts.
Cursed contacts.
It's possible. I wouldn't put it past it.
I think that would be much better than using glasses, too, like, because you can't break the glasses or whatever.
So, okay, yeah. So, what's his name? Is his name Tej or Toji?
Toji. I think it's Toji.
Okay. He starts jumping all around, and what's his face? Gojo was like, I need to get rid of all this cover, because I can't really see him. He's so fast, and like he's going to sneak up on me. So then he uses the blue move and just like destroys all of like the buildings and makes like a crater, which as you can see. And then he's like, there's no way to block my vision. And then a bunch of flies come. And I'm like, how the heck did he summon? Maybe they were in his curse thing. He just has flies in there, too.
No, I don't think they came from that little, that bag. The living bag. I guess that's what we can call the living bag. I mean, that's what it
the
is.
Birkin,
it's just a bag.
The cursed Birkin.
So, I don't know. I think he had this all set up, and he probably had them sitting somewhere. Waiting for
probably
his moment. He's really
be
smart.
Too.
He's really smart, even though he gambles all the time, and he's like a degenerate. He's like,
I mean, he's a deadbeat dad.
Deadbeat dad.
He
gambles all the time.
Kills people.
Yeah,
he's very smart.
But
though.
He is really smart, though. Yeah.
If he said he didn't know his kid's name. He said, "Who's
that?" He was like, "Who is that again?" He's like, "Tell Megumi hi." He was like, I don't know who that is. He's like, what? What are you talking about?
And his music, his OST is really good, too. It's kind of creepy. Yeah,
he's an interesting character.
So yeah, then he pulls out this, you're saying the reverse blade, reverse technique blade.
Stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah, and it like, what does it do? It doesn't cancel techniques?
It just reverses it. Like, it, I guess it just completely negates it.
Okay. Yeah, force stoppage of a curse technique, so yeah.
Yeah. Stabbed him in the neck and then drug it down to like his stomach, yeah, and then the stabbed anime, him in the leg.
They do go hard on the anime. Yeah. Anime on the-
And then stabbed him in the leg, shink, 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 drug it down his leg, and then he was just sitting there, laid out with the bugs, the flies all on his face. And I'm like, dang. Body. Yeah. Body. And yeah, and then he was like, I'm starting to get my groove back. Because he was like, I felt kind of shaky. Like, I was rusty. Now I'm starting to feel, which is kind of crazy. Because it's like, dang, if that's you rusty, then you at 100% is probably ridiculous. But he even said the only reason he was able to even get close to Gojo is because he was able to get him to exhaust his power prior, yeah, to them fighting. Because he was like, if anybody ever fought him 100%, even young Gojo, he was like, nobody's going to kill him. Like, you can't kill him. You need him to be exhausted and not be able to use his curse techniques. So. And he was like, it was a meme. It was, I don't know if you ever seen that video of, it's this dude looking at this baby, like me mugging this baby.
I saw what you're talking about.
And they're like, what are you looking at? And then it showed Gojo and then Toji behind him when he was a kid. And it had that voiceover, the sound bite of that clip. See, on it.
Yeah, that was another thing. Yeah, people were making memes because, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the part where the only time that, like, Toji, like, saw him was, like, when he was, like, a little kid. And, yeah, like, he turned, like, Gojo turned around and, like, noticed him.
Because he was, like, nobody has ever noticed me standing behind them prior to that. Which, yeah, is another crazy feat in a, like, of itself. Like, what the heck, bro? This dude is an assassin who can't be seen or sensed until, like, the moment of combat or, you know, the deed is done. And I don't know if that's like a, I don't know, maybe he's just that stealthy or, you know, or it's something he can do, because that is a crazy feat to say.
I feel like it's just a fusion of he has no curse energy and he's just stealthy.
Because he's like, that's the only time someone's ever noticed me standing behind him. And he was like, ever since that day, I vowed to never let it happen again.
So yeah, he a decade old grudge against Gojo.
Yeah, but I don't even think he has a grudge against the crew. Just like, I gotta get this vessel. But the thing is, didn't he set the bounty? So who's paying him?
The
dude that was talking to him
the Time Vessel Association. Oh, okay. So the guy that's talked to him, like, when he's gambling, is the middleman.
Okay.
Like, he's their point of contact for him. They paid for him, yeah. And then he used the money that they paid to put up the bounty.
Bounty to get Gojo weaker, make him exhaust. Yeah. Okay.
And then he put a time limit on it so they'll try harder.
Yeah, try harder. Yeah, faster.
So yeah. So that happens. Gives us a little moment with Riko and Kuroi.
Yeah. I'll say this. When that moment happened. Because he's like, yeah, you don't have to do this. We actually talked about it, and our teacher is pretty vague on his, whenever he explains stuff, he leaves it open-ended for us to kind of decide our own choices. And he was like, that dude isn't like that. He wouldn't just let somebody just give their life away like this without a choice. So if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. He was like, me and Gojo already talked about it. Geto was like, me and Gojo already talked about it prior to even, you know, getting you. So if you want to keep living, you can. It's like, whatever. He was like, who cares if the Tenshin reaches the next stage or whatever? Like, even though that could be the end of the world, but they're like, we want to fight it. Basically, they're like, if we need to fight it, Gojo and Geto are like, I would want to fight the Tenshin after it, you know, it ascends to its god form or whatever. Like, if we have to, like, I wouldn't care. So.
They're just overconfident, honestly.
I think they could get it done.
I don't know. This Tengen thing sounds like a detrimental world.
I said Tenshin, right? I said Tenshin. Tengen, yeah.
It sounds like a crisis situation. I don't know. But
I don't know. I remember they were just saying we don't want him to get to that next form because we don't know what that could be. It seems like it's just like rather not. Let's not even see what'll happen to that
point.
Yeah, let's not even see. Yeah. Because it could be good or bad.
But what were you saying about it? Like, did you think she was going to die?
I didn't think she was going to die. But I thought when that moment happened, I was like, all right, she's not going to become the Tengen or assimilate with Tengen. So maybe Tengen becomes like this god form thing. And that is how, because I think Gojo's dead. But obviously we know he's not dead. Like, he's still alive in the current present of the show. And this is his, you know, his memories. So he comes back to life some way, somehow. And I was thinking it might be the situation with, you remember with, I forgot his name, just like that. That's crazy.
Who?
The main character.
Yuji?
Yeah, remember when Yuji got all banged up and they thought he was dead? But he was just inside his body talking to Sukuna?
Yeah.
And then they took him to go see the nurse, and the nurse healed his body fully. But she was like, yeah, I can heal his body fully, but he's still, you know, unconscious or whatever.
Okay. I mean, he was pronounced dead. I don't think she did kill him.
I thought they made, because his body was all banged up, wasn't it? But because, you know, he was healing because of Sukuna.
Body was banged up, but also it was more like Sukuna literally.
I know
took
Sukuna
out his
was
heart.
Healing him. Right. Took out his heart. And he wasn't damaged more than that. It was just his heart was out of his body.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was all. Because Megumi couldn't really fight him.
Yeah. For some reason, I want to say the nurse, healed him or, made his body complete. Because he didn't have a hole in his chest when he was on the table. So, remember, she showed the body to Gojo, and he was like, yeah.
Right.
But then he woke back up. And he was like, oh, snap, you're alive.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, don't tell anybody about this. But he didn't have a hole in his chest when he was sitting on the table.
I'm trying to remember. Because, he chose to die. He literally, okay, so I remember Sukuna took out his heart, and he's like,
right.
You gotta, fight me, basically, Megumi. And then he took interest in Megumi, so he didn't want to kill him yet. And then he was, about to kill him. Sukuna was about to kill Megumi. And then Yuji was like, so his heart was outside of his body completely.
Right, yeah.
And if Yuji took control of Sukuna before Megumi made him put his heart back in his body, then Yuji would die. And then that's what Yuji did, because he didn't want Sukuna to kill Megumi.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure he did have a hole in his chest. But you're saying, when he was on the table, he didn't have one anymore?
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think they, healed his body, but...
Possibly. Let me see. Oh, this is not the right table.
But anyway, they said in the movie, Yuta used reverse curse energy. Remember when he put them all in that green bubble, the panda?
Yeah.
After they fought Geto, and that healed them. But they weren't dead though. But he put them in that slime stuff.
So this is him afterwards.
Let's see. Okay, so he did have a hole still. Okay.
Yeah. And probably when he woke up. After he had the talk
with
Sukuna,
after he gave
it
back,
just
Sukuna just healed him, yeah. Okay.
But, let me see. What were you saying about Gojo? Are you saying they're going to heal?
Yeah, they're going to heal him somehow. I don't think he's dead. Yeah. I think he's dead, but...
They have to, because he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. That's what I'm saying. He's still alive. So he gets healed somehow. Somehow he comes back to life. And originally I was saying maybe the Tengen thing does assimilate or not assimilate, but becomes, you know, that god form thing or whatever. And then it heals Gojo. Because if it is a god, which I'm assuming, because they're saying it's basically a god, once he gets to that next level, he can probably do anything with cursed energy.
It's possible. I didn't think about that theory. So it's the thing with this arc, and the reason why I have a hard time saying that it's carrying, the season so far is just because, like, I feel like it doesn't have a lot of, like, impact or, like, suspense to the story. Because, like, I already know that Gojo is going to live. Oh, yeah, that
they're alive, yeah.
I know that Geto's going to live. The only person I'm unsure about, I guess, is Riko and Kuroi, but, like, I don't even feel that connected to her.
Because yeah, even if Riko does die, the world in the current day, the present day, is still fine. So if Tengen did, you know, go to his next stage, it didn't affect the world, at least from what we know.
Right. But it was shocking when she got shot in the head.
Yeah, but when she got shot, I was like, dang. Yeah. I was like, dang. I was like, everything's just happening, huh? Gojo got killed. She just got clapped. Instant headshot. And then Toji was like, or Geto was like, what are you doing down here? He was like, what do you mean, what am I doing down here? Oh, you're asking me, like, how did I get down here? Yeah, I killed Gojo. And he was like, you're going to die, basically. That was pretty much it. Brings out his dragon. And then they're going to fight. And that's where the episode left off.
Yeah, I just want to, like, it doesn't have a lot of suspense for me, but I really like the animation, obviously, and it has, like, some shocking things.
The first episode was, like, very jarring. They haven't been using that at all, really. Like, the whole mansion was CGI, right, and then it was, like, 2D. They haven't been doing that. Like, it's all been 2D from what I've seen. And if they have been using CGI, it's been done really well. Like, obviously, they used it on Gojo's blue ball thing.
Yeah.
That sounds so crazy. But that's what it was. It was a giant blue ball.
Yeah, it's blue. Yeah, it's called, yeah. It's called blue.
Yeah, yeah. They used CGI on that, but it looked good. You know, like, it didn't look crazy. But when they were in the mansion in the first episode walking around, it was kind of like, all right, it's looking a little bit weird.
But you want to know why I think that was so, like, weird and, like, bad? Is because, like, look at how long this mansion part is, like, in the manga. Like, that mansion part was, like, 12 minutes. Like, it was, like, half the episode. So we got one panel outside the mansion. One panel, they're inside the mansion. And then 3, 4, 5, explaining it. Yeah. Okay. And then,
like, she didn't even walk in a room and look under the bed or nothing like that.
Yeah, like, none of that happened. And then, boom, it explodes. And then that's the end. And then Gojo is outside. So they freestyle all of that for like half the episode. And I don't get why they did that. Maybe just to drag
to add to it.
Yeah. Drag it along a little bit more. Maybe show the characters a little bit more. But I mean, like people were saying, they don't really, like, Urahime and Mai, they don't really have a big role in this arc. So, like, I don't know. They just wanted more episode length, I guess, or just make it one episode longer. But, yeah. Jujutsu was good, though. It was good. I don't think it's carrying so far, though.
Also, you don't think it's carrying?
No.
You don't think it's carrying?
I don't think it's
carrying. Compared to Rurouni Kenshin and what else
are we watching? I actually am. See, like,
nah, Rurouni Kenshin, I see the potential, too. The past two episodes?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm like, okay.
The first, like, couple episodes, I was a little slow to watching them, because I was like, do I really want to watch Rurouni Kenshin right now? Like, I kept, like, pushing it back. And then, like, I actually watched them, and I was like, this is actually getting pretty good. Like, I think the story is going to be good. So, I'm not going to say JJK is caring right now. I'm not going to say
it. What about Bleach?
Bleach is all right.
You feel like that's not caring either. I think I'm not talking story wise right now. Even though I do feel like the story for JJK right now, like this little arc with the star plasma vessel and stuff, I think it's really good. It just sucks that we know the outcome already.
Yeah.
So it's like we kind of expect what's going to happen, but the way stuff is happening is still good to me. Like, I still like the fact that they went through the process. They went on, like, vacation or whatever. Then they show back up to the school. And now Toji's there. And he's, you know, like, he clapped Gojo. And now he's about to fight Geto. And, you know, like, all this stuff that's happening is cool to me. And then we get, like, some lore on stuff. On some stuff. Like, we finally got a little bit of an explanation of what Infinity exactly is. Even though he explained it a little bit in the first season when he fought that Volcano Head dude. But we got a little more depth to it this season, Like, I still kind of don't know exactly what it is.
I'm but still confused. And you know what? So is the author. Because when you read, like, the manga, it changes. It doesn't change, but he has, like, little notes, like, at the end of the chapter every time that Gojo explains his technique. And he's trying to, like, explain it through words. And it's always really funny because his notes are just, like, yeah, like, I tried to explain, like, the infinity and the negatives and all of these. I'm going to try to... I said I wouldn't do this anymore, but I'm going to try to explain it one more time. It's just, like, I try not to even, like, focus on what it actually
He doesn't like
means.
Gojo.
Hmm?
The creator doesn't like Gojo. That's his least favorite character.
Really?
Yeah. Which seems like to be... That's, like, the thing with all creations. Like, whatever people love is what people don't like. I don't understand it. Like, whatever a creator or a manga or, you know, like an anime creator or a mangaka or whatever, the favorite character that, at least I feel like that's happened a lot, the favorite character that the mass community likes is the character they don't like.
I feel like it was the same. I feel like the only other time I know about that is, like, with Dragon Ball and Vegeta.
Yeah, Vegeta, yeah. He doesn't like Vegeta.
Because didn't he want to, like, kill Vegeta
after
the Saiyan arc?
He wanted to kill Vegeta, and he wanted to keep Piccolo as the main villain, or the main, not even villain, but the main, you know...
Antagonist
to Goku kind of thing.
And it wasn't, like, the editor, like, no, nah, like, people really like Vegeta.
Yeah. Yeah, people like Vegeta, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into some Bleach, then. Bleach, I feel like until Ichigo shows up, it's gonna not be as crazy.
But they got the little
good.
Pills to
in the last episode.
Yeah, in the last episode to get basically hollowfied their Bankais.
Yeah,
which just made me think that's why Ichigo couldn't get his Bankai stolen is because he's part hollow.
He's part hollow.
And then not only that, but he's gonna get a power up too because he's Quincy.
Yeah.
Because remember he released all the Quincy's just got this huge burst of power. And then Ichigo was inside the place and he's like, what's going on?
Oh, is that why he got that feeling?
What's happening? I think so.
That would actually be really funny.
And so now he's going to get across to that. I'm pretty sure once he gets to the end of that path, he did all his training. So he's going to get that and the power up of the Quincy is what this is what I'm predicting. It's just like,
that
bro.
Doesn't sound outlandish at all. I've been
he's
reading
just gonna
Bleach.
Be OP. He's just gonna be super OP. Yeah, I mean he's already OP, but then it's gonna be like, all right, like this dude is just God himself at this point.
I don't know if I told you. I know I was talking to James and Monte, but I've been reading the manga to try to get up until this point, just so I understand the lore more. I'm on like chapter like 240 or something. They like just entered like Hukamundo. To like chase, like to get Orihime back from Aizen. Like that's where I'm at. And Ichigo gets power ups literally like all the time. Like he just like does like miraculous stuff all the time. And I can see like where the sort of hints were where he was like a hollow and a Quincy in some ways. Cause like there are some parts where he like absorbs like the soul energy from certain moves or like when he's like inside himself like talking to the hollow and the Quincy of him even though they don't
know it was that
they just thought it was Zangetsu but it was actually the Quincy him like there are signs of like that's not actually Zangetsu and stuff like that so I think that's cool and interesting And the one thing that I didn't know that I forgot from when I originally watched it, because the anime is so slow, he did not like the hollow within him a lot more than I remember. But it was weird, because...
But he had to... You remember, he didn't want to use it, but he had to in his fights and stuff to win, but he didn't want to use it.
And it was weird to me, because when he first, like... When his original sword got destroyed... By Byakuya, and he went to Urahara the train, and he had to go like within himself, and he fought like the hollow him, like Zangetsu, the Quincy him, and the hollow him, worked together to like train him.
Yeah.
So I was confused the second time around when he went inside himself again and the hollow him was coming out more, that he was like so afraid of the hollow him, because the hollow him was on his side last time around.
Yeah.
So that was like really weird to me. But I was mainly reading because I wanted to know like why Ashita hated Soul Reapers.
Isn't it just like, because he's a Quincy? Like, so, or is there more to it?
It is more to it. So, the reason originally when he's introduced that he hates Soul Reapers is because his grandfather, who was his master as well, who taught him Quincy powers and moves and stuff, they were like the last like three Quincys, like him, his dad, and grandfather. His grandfather wanted,
loved him. His dad didn't know.
Right. His grandfather didn't want, his grandfather wanted to team up with Soul Reapers to fight Hollows on Earth because he felt like the Soul Reapers were slow to get to Earth, which they are slow as hell to get anywhere. He felt like they were too slow and they needed the help of like Quincy's to clean up sometimes just so that less people would die and it would be more efficient if they and the Soul Reapers worked together. He wanted that, but the Soul Reapers kind of just brushed him off. Like, they didn't want to work with him or anything. And then one day the grandfather goes out to like help someone and he's surrounded by three hollows and he dies. And then Ashita finds out about that, obviously. And he's like, takes his anger Reapers? Out. Yeah. On why the Soul Reapers.
Yeah. Why didn't they show up?
Yeah,
basically. You were supposed to save him.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
So right, he was like, "Why didn't like I hate you guys?" Like, so he completely goes against the ideology of what his grandfather wanted, which was to team up with the Soul Reapers. And he's like, "I hate the Soul Reapers." So then he meets Ichigo, and obviously that changes somewhat. Slightly. He still hates
them. Yeah, he still hates them. Yeah,
but he.
But my whole thing is
loves
like
Ichigo.
That's like in real life, you can think that way. Like, oh, I'm gonna hate these people because they didn't do it, or you can be like, maybe if we did work together, this situation won't ever happen again. You know, like, it's, you could take, I don't know. It seems like people always take the negative in instead of being like, you know what? I'm going to actually try to get what my grandpa wanted and get Soul Reapers and Quincy to work together. So this way nobody will ever die from a situation like this. Instead of being like, I'm just going to kill all the Soul Reapers. And now you only have Quincy's and there's no Soul Reapers to help. So now it's probably going to be another situation where you could potentially create a world where somebody's gonna be like, I hate the Quincy's because they killed all the Soul Reapers and then somebody died, you know what I mean?
Right. So he goes on to obviously be friends with Ichigo, and instead of doing what you're saying where he tries to live out his grandfather's dream, and like he kind of just does like this hypocritical,
he
like,
selectively helps
in
them.
The middle. Yeah,
yeah, he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm only doing this because we want the same thing, but I'm not really your friend.
Yeah,
kind of deal.
Even though he's like lying, like he maintains that like he hates Soul Reapers, but like he helps Ichigo go to the Soul Society to save Rukia, who's a Soul Reaper, and then he fights Soul Reapers there. He doesn't kill any of them, even though he could have killed one, the one that he fought. He didn't kill them. He still says he hates Soul Reapers, but he's going with Ichigo again to fight again to save someone. So he's kind of just, you know, he's like teeters the line, really. And I'm going to read more to see if him and Ishigo's relationship changes at all. But as up to this point, Ishigo's like his best friend.
So I don't Are get they really why. Best friends? I mean, they don't interact like friends. They just do stuff together. That doesn't make them his best friend.
No, they interact like friends. Like, actually. Like, there's like a lot of
moments. They crack jokes and...
Yeah,
and...
like they hang out at school. They eat food.
Oh,
like,
they do? I don't remember that in the anime. I don't remember them hanging out at school and stuff.
Yeah, like Ishigo invited them to hang out with his friends, like him, Chad, Inoue, and Ashita, like, eating together. Like, yeah, they have, like, a friendship, actually.
Okay, okay. So I thought it was just, like, strictly business.
No.
Like, all right, yeah, we gotta go kill this thing, all right.
That's what he acts like it is, but it's not. So that's why I'm so confused. I'm like, why did you leave without saying anything? But yeah, I just was reading to get some more lore on that, but... I forget what even happened in episode 2, to be honest.
Really?
I remember Burning Finger Man.
Burning Finger Man.
That's the move, right? Burning
Finger. Yeah, Burning Finger with the fire. So, they showed the Quincy headquarters or whatever, wherever that was, and they inducted what's his name to be the heir or the successor to the king. And then they just show back up at the Cerate, and we find out they were there the whole time. They were just hiding in the dark in the shadows. They created like a world in the shadows, so they were literally living in the same building with them for 1,000 years, which is like, all right, I guess. I mean,
stealth, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. That's how they showed up in the first place. But then it's like, why did they have to leave at a certain amount of time? Remember when they first showed up, it was like, all right, our time is running up. We got to go.
I don't know. Maybe something about the air or something. I don't know.
And the old girl killed the dude, the handsome dude. Did we talk about this last week?
We talked about that.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Dang, was there 2 episodes then we missed?
Yeah, we still missed 2 episodes. That's what I'm saying. I barely remember what happened in episode 2. It was mostly just fighting. I'm pretty sure it wasn't much story. It was like the Burning Finger guy, who's basically just Ichigo with a mohawk. He's fighting Hasegawa, the ice captain, and Ash, his assistant captain. And then Soifon was fighting the robot one.
Got trashed.
The big dude was protecting the girl. It was just a bunch of different fights across the Cerate.
I feel like there's only 3 episodes out, though.
There is.
We did talk about episode two.
No, we didn't. We've only recorded 1 episode with these shows. This is our 2nd episode with these shows.
Okay, okay. I don't know why I feel like Bleach. Maybe because we texted.
Like, about what?
About the show? For some reason, I feel like we did talk about Bleach, though. Like, episode two, about them. I don't know. Maybe I talked about it with somebody else, like on a PlayStation party or something.
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't have had much to say about it. It was just like, it was just a little bit of fighting, really. Like, there wasn't really any story. It was like,
I don't
it was
think
like,
they fought at all episode. I thought episode 3, all the fighting happened.
No, that was the episode that the last episode just came out.
Yeah.
They fought both episodes. Because in episode 2, Soifon, episode 3 is the one where they got the hollow pills.
Right.
But they were getting their ass beat in episode 2 before they got the hollow pills.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
But they spun the block in episode 1, didn't they? Okay, okay. That's what I'm getting mixed up. I'm feeling like episode 2 was when they pulled back up. But they pulled back up at the end of episode 1, and then they were getting trashed in episode 2, and then Urahara showed up and was like, hey, I figured out how to get the Bankai back. And then, I'm just gonna call him Yoshimitsu. That's who he reminds me of.
Wait, who is Yoshimitsu? Who?
The guy who was in all the light clothing.
Oh, him?
Yeah. I forgot his name.
Too.
But he looks like he reminds me of Yoshimitsu. So I call him Yoshimitsu. And he was like, I don't wanna work with you. I think they talked about why they don't like Urahara is because he did like really weird science, and he's part of the reason why Aizen was able to do what he was able to do, right?
So specifically Yoshimitsu doesn't like Urahara because Urahara used to be the R&D captain. He used to be the research and development captain before he left. And then the guy Yoshimitsu is a new one. And he doesn't like Urahara just because, like,
he's smarter than him.
Season's a rival, yeah, basically. And he is smarter than him.
But everybody is like, when he's talking, everybody's like, this voice is annoying.
Yeah, because he's kind of like, he's like a goofball.
A know-it-all.
Honestly, I don't even know how they still allow him to, like, exist with everything that he's done. Like, he created the.
He did
thing that Aizen
the holification,
uses.
Right? The holification and everything,
and then
right?
He put it in Rukia. Without her knowing, and then he fled from Soul Society. But I mean, he wasn't really much of a criminal, to be honest. Like, it wasn't enough for them to like go after him, and they still like him.
He performing human experiments.
But he shut it down, though.
But like after he got caught,
I don't even think he got caught. He never got caught necessarily. Like, he put it in Rukia, and then he just like left.
It says Urahara is sentenced to be stripped of his spiritual power and eternally banished to the human world for conducting taboo experiments. for deceiving his colleagues and causing grievous injuries. he was performing voodoo.
He didn't get caught. I thought he didn't get caught for some reason.
Yeah. So he got banished. So I'm like, they hate him for a reason. Like he was doing some shady work. But
his shady work isn't as bad as the new guy, in my opinion.
What has the new guy done for real?
The new guy is weird.
Didn't he make the Bankai's turn on his on all the users? Or that was just the arc? I don't think he caused that.
Nah. He he's sadistic. Like he experimented on Quincy's and talked about.
Yeah, but they don't care about Quincy's.
Yeah, they don't, but still he's like
they don't even view Quincy's as humans.
Yeah. And he made his daughter in a lab basically, and he abuses her. He's emotionally and verbally abusive and sadistic.
Okay, but his daughter's not a real thing. He created her, right?
Yeah.
So is
she's
that
like a gig guy? She's like a gig guy that was given a soul or something. I don't know how to explain.
Isn't
it.
A gig guy like an android when they swap the bodies, right?
Yeah, she's basically an android. That's how I look at her.
Okay. I mean, that's not really a thing, so. I mean, not to say that he can be abusive to it, but I can't, I don't know. I can't fault him for being.
He's messed up. Now you just gotta listen to him. He's just messed
up. Okay. He does talk crazy, though. He does say, it's whatever.
Yeah. He's a Orochimaru type.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But
Wait, is that worse than, Urahara, though? Think about it. Prior to us knowing, because we see him as the good guy, happy go lucky, goofy, always joking. But would you want somebody like that who's super smart and doing secret weird experiments, or would you want somebody that face value is all right, this dude's a creep?
Was his experiments really weird though?
From what they're saying, grave injuries. Deceiving I don't know if he was doing it for the greater good. They never really talked about that. If his experiments pushed the Soul Society forward in crazy advancements or anything.
I think that's what he was trying to do. I don't really get the weirdo vibe from Urahara.
No, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't come off as weird at all. So wouldn't that be worse? In person. Let's say, for instance, you knew somebody who's super cool, but behind closed doors or they're just doing all these crazy experiments and doing stuff and lying to you. Or would you rather have somebody who's up front and you're all right, this dude's kind of crazy, but at least he's, I know he's crazy. Not That's to say fair. That Urahara is crazy, but you get what I'm saying?
I'd rather have someone be completely obvious that they're crazy, so I gotta avoid them.
Yeah.
Rather than someone.
Because technically, you could say Urahara is crazy. Based on
he's definitely crazy.
What he's done. But he is happy-go-lucky and super chill and goofy.
Yeah. He's definitely crazy. But I don't think he's a sadistic crazy. I think he's more of a scientific discovery. He's one of those pushing boundaries farther than the Soul Society. Yeah. But the other guy, he's just like sadistic. I don't like sadistic crazy.
And I also know the Hogia Q, right? That's what he put in her.
Yeah.
They said that is the reason that Ichigo and Chad and Orihime are super, they got so strong super fast because they were in the presence of the Hogia Q or whatever. And it pushed their. Didn't we talk about this? I feel like we talked about this season or part one when I was saying it basically. It's a skip all button to your max potential. So instead of you training, whatever your max potential is, that thing would bypass your training to get to that max potential quicker. But if your potential is trash, you'll be trash. It'll max you out, but if you're trash, you're trash. You know what I'm saying? But if you can be a god, it'll just skip you to being a god right away. Not an actual god, but
I think that's god-like, basically whatever. What Aizen and the part where I'm at, what he's using it for. He's ranking up the hollows that he has into a rank cars. And then some of them are a spot at level, and then some of them are lower level.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Yeah. I don't know. We got a bunch of people fighting. Soifon's Bankai was pretty cool.
His was the one that disrupted your reality, right?
Oh no, that's Shinji. Soifon is the girl with like the finger.
She had the big gun, right?
Oh yeah, that's her Bankai. I'm sorry, I forgot. That was cool too. I didn't expect that because I never saw it before. Yeah. I was thinking of when she had like the wind, but I don't think that was even her Bankai.
Yeah, she was using a different technique. She was like, "I don't need my Bankai. I figured something else out."
Yeah. But
clearly, they all need their Bankai because.
Yo, for sure.
They were getting bodied, bro. They were trying to use other stuff to fight, and it just wasn't cutting it out. It wasn't doing it.
No, not at all.
It wasn't doing it.
And then, what else? Hasegawa, he was fighting the Burning Finger. I just call him Burning Finger Man because I don't remember all their letters. And he was just playing with
Burn Ritter.
Yeah. They were really all just playing with him.
Yeah, but once he got his Bankai back, he was like, "Yeah, you're done."
Yeah, but I've yet to see Hasegawa catch a real cross. W at this point.
Oh, he's never got a real dub.
I haven't real. Okay, no, that's not true. He has one W I've seen. He beat Narankar, but it wasn't even like. Well, wasn't in Espada? No, actually, no. He didn't even kill them. He beat them, but they got away. He didn't even kill them. So, no, I haven't seen him get rolled up.
But, like, Narankar is even evil? Because there's a bunch of them still alive right now, right?
Under Aizen, they were.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Like, Aizen was using them to try to... His whole thing was he was trying to become the Soul King and create a new Soul Society, right?
Yeah, basically. Like, kill the Soul King and
kill the
become
Soul King
God.
And become this. Yeah, become God, yeah. Just, like...
Transcend all that.
And his Bankai is crazy. He can just make you think, like...
Aizen is like overpowered.
He is overpowered. He's really so overpowered. Strong. And this is the thing. Since they disrupted infiltrated the Soul Society, isn't he free right now?
I don't know.
Because he was locked up in the basement. They just disrupted all their technology and everything. And they were like, all the systems are down. Nothing is working. So I'm pretty sure Aizen is like, all right, well.
I don't know. Like, I had no idea.
Because the dude asked him to work, like to help. He was like, we're going to win, so we have a common enemy, so you should just join me. And he was like, I'm good. I'll stay.
Yeah,
here.
He was like, I'll end up, we're going to clash heads at some point, so there's like no point.
Yeah.
We'll end up killing each other at some point in time, even if we both beat the common enemy. So I'd rather just stay stuck here. I also have to read the manga more to get to that point, because I don't even remember, like, why he's stuck there or like what they're using to keep him there.
Oh yeah, to keep him down. And then we still got freaking what's his name who has to pop up.
Who?
I can't think of his name.
Grimmjow?
No, not Grimmjow. My favorite character. It's crazy that
your
he's my
favorite character.
Yeah, and I can't remember his name.
Is he a Soul Reaper or a Hollow or Renko?
He's a Soul Reaper. He went underground to fight to get the he fought the one lady. I forgot what they called
lady.
Her.
Kenpachi.
Yeah, Kenpachi, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But he goes by something else. I forgot what they call him.
Zaraki Kenpachi. I don't know where he's at. I haven't seen him.
He's going to pop up and just go crazy. Because remember, he didn't have a Bankai, and he was just super strong.
Yeah, he has a Bankai now.
Yeah. He's going to be OP.
Oh, that was another thing that I re-saw was him fighting Ichigo, because I wanted to see like, if he was holding back. And he was talking about holding back. Like, he was wearing, like, an eye patch, and he had, like, bells on him, so, like, Ichigo could, like, hear him coming. And then when Ichigo, like, powered up, that's when he also, took that stuff off. And then Ichigo beat him, but there was still, like, hints of that Kenpachi could have beat him. Burning Finger. But yeah, I haven't seen Hasegawa get a W, so.
And then he didn't even beat the Burning Finger guy, because the other dude, he was like, I'll take it from here, because I stole his Bankai. Because for whatever reason.
Yeah, that was funny.
He was like the person who stole, the king wants the person who stole the Bankai from, you know, the Soul Reaper to be the one to kill him. Like, he wants them to die by their Bankai.
Right.
Which is, like, poetic in a way.
But then they all get the hollow pills. And
pills,
he, like, freezes
and then it
them.
Starts hurting them. Yeah.
And the other, and the burning finger guy just like walked away. But then they all
came back. He was like, he got destroyed. Yeah. He was watching from like, a distance. He was like, bro, he's like, he got
his ass whooped.
Yeah.
That was funny. I made a video with that scene. But yeah. And then he's not even really dead though.
So, yeah. Because he was in the ice block and then he got the power up.
Yeah. Maybe one day this man will get a W.
He's like, oh, my Quincy's rise or something like that. And then it just rays of light.
Yeah.
Different colors, red, blue, purple.
He's like, you'll green. Regret getting your Bankai's back after this. Because who else was losing? It was the girl. The
girl, yeah. She was losing the clapped. Shinji. She was getting clapped. She didn't know what was going on in a blender.
literally,
she was like up to, yeah, she was like, he was like, down is up, left is right, right is, I'm like, what? She was trying to punch him, and she was, I want to see if they should have showed her like just walking in circles like trying to stand up. But he was and then he was reversing his words, so like sound, he was like, I've also been trying to
talk in reverse,
so whenever I speak it comes, you know, you're hearing it backwards.
I was like pausing the video to try to read what he was saying, because they also had like the just, translation in reverse.
Yeah.
I need to read more and figure out why he's like a captain, because
I think this is the first time they've seen. Yeah, I think, is this the first time they've seen his Bankai?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because everybody was like, oh, we finally get to see his Bankai. So
yeah, that was a hype thing for them. I need to know why he's a captain. Because right now where I'm at, he's like in a rank car. Any help Ishigo, like learn how to use like his hollow mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just with a group. Like that girl with the tracksuit, like them.
Yeah.
Like he's with their group. So I want to know how he ends up like working for a Soul Society. But she was like, she's really powerful too.
Who, the girl in the tracksuit or the...
The girl that he was fighting, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She like blew up a whole block. Yeah, she chased after the dog guy.
Doggy. She said, why do you have a mask? Doggy. She's just a child, bro.
For real.
She killed that dude for no reason.
She does it often. It's not even.
I know, it happens all the time. Like, dang, bro. Like, what the heck? And how do they not know? Like, if this is a common thing, how do they not know? It's just like, oh, another Quincy gone missing.
Yeah.
Last I seen, they were with her. Dude's like, oh, he was like, he was so happy when she was like, yeah, just come with me. After they left in the first episode, I think it was. And then just split them in half, literally down the middle. What a way to go out.
But my favorite part was definitely when Soy Fawn used her like cannon or Gatling gun sniper or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Because I was not expecting that at all.
She was like, examine this. she was like, get hit by it and see how much damage it does.
Like, what the heck? I think it was gigantic. I was like, what is that? Oh. But I think that's basically all Bleach was. It was just fights, really.
Yeah, fights, yeah.
And then Ishigo at the end. If your theory is right that he also got like extra powers, that would from the Quincy King.
From
that'd
the Quincy
be funny.
King, yeah.
I still don't know. Like, I still don't understand what the order is going to be for the fights, though. Like, who's going to fight? Maybe Zaraki will fight the Quincy King, and Ishigo will fight.
Yeah, Ichigo will fight. Yeah, that's what
possibly.
I think.
I'm excited for that.
You think it's going to end soon? Like, you feel like it's near the end? Because what, there's only 12 episodes left? Or 6 episodes?
Where?
In Bleach? This season?
How many episodes
or this part 2?
Part 1? I thought part 1 had 12, right?
12 and 12?
Yeah, there's only episode 3.
Okay, so we got 9 left. I kind of feel like it should be ending soon, low-key. Like, if they were to keep this pace up right now, the way they're pacing it.
I see what you're saying. You think there'll only be 2 parts?
Yeah. You think it's going to be 3 parts?
For some reason, I felt like there was going to be 4.
What?
I don't know. That's what I thought for some reason.
Let me see.
I thought there was gonna be. Yeah, it says there's gonna be four parts.
Oh snap! Okay, but you know, like, I don't know, because I feel like they were going more of a traditional anime style pacing. Like, it's not really any filler. You know, in the past, it was a bunch of extra stuff. It was going super slow, but everything seems to be happening pretty.
Like, well, fast. Let me see. Let me open the manga again, because I'm like on. Like, chapter 554 is, like, where it is right now. And there are 687 chapters. So I think that's enough for what? Like, how many episodes is that? Like, 33 more episodes?
40. Yeah.
I think that's enough chapters for 33 more episodes.
Okay.
With the pace they're going. Because the whole first season is, like, where did it start? It was, like...
The first season was, like, a week in near time. I don't even think it was a week. Didn't it happen in, like, 2 days?
Yeah. And I was saying, like, the chapter, like, where the chapter starts, I think it was only, like, 40 or 50 chapters. Or maybe I'm... Or maybe no. Maybe it was, like, 100. I don't know. No, no way that was 100 chapters. When does it start? Bleach Styles of Europe manga start. Where did that start at? Chapter 480. So it was like around like 60 chapters, like the first part. Well, I think it should be good. For 12 episodes. So what is that? 48 episodes in total. It's not that much.
Yeah.
It just feels like this should be like the end game of it, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more.
There's going to be a lot more twists and turns and stuff.
Yeah.
But. Because it feels like after that, because to me, it feels like, all right, you got the captains fighting, you know, the Stern Ritters.
Right.
After they beat them, then you got Ashita and then Yawitch. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Your witch. Quincy King, then those two fight, and then after that fight, it's like, all right, the war is over. But what I'm assuming is Aizen is going to come into play somehow, and that's going to muddy some stuff up.
And they might end up working together to defeat
or something. Because after, like, what else could happen though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
If it's just that,
they fight, and then once the Quincy's. I don't know, unless somebody has to play another part. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody has to show up.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we'll see. I'm not sure who else. We got everyone involved. Well, really, we don't. We don't got the Aronkers involved at this point. So, I don't know. Maybe his dad will come.
Who, Ishida's?
No, dude, that would be funnier, but Ishiga's dad. If his dad came.
Because that's his dad, right, with the white hair?
Yeah, that's his dad.
At first, weren't we saying it's like his brother or something?
Yeah, I thought it was his brother.
Yeah, I thought it was his brother, too, because he looked young.
That's his dad. Because after Ishida, like, after they go to the Soul Society, he, like, loses his power because he uses, like, this glove that you can't take off. If you take it off, it'll give you, like, this super big power boost, and then you'll lose all your energy. So he did that to win his fight, and then he came back from Soul Society, and his dad is, like...
Disowned him.
Well, he already had disowned
him. Yeah, I mean, he already
before
had,
that. Yeah. He was like, I see, like, you don't got your powers anymore. And he, like, offered him a way to get him back.
Oh, to get it back. Okay.
He got his powers back in time to go with Ishigo to Hikumondo. But he was like, if I do this for you, you can't help the Soul Reapers anymore. And then Ishida goes anyway, because Urahara, like, sneaks in and, like, says, like, hey, Ishida, you want to come? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, technically, I'm not helping the Soul Reapers because you're a substitute Soul Reaper. You're not, like, an official one. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So that's his thing around it. It's like, you're not a real... Yeah. Because he's not. He's a substitute, yeah.
So he uses
which is crazy because
mental
he's the strongest.
Gymnastics. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I say, she is a weird character. He's like Sasuke. He gives, like, Sasuke vibes, but he's also, like, a little different. But Rurouni Kenshin was good. I really liked episode 2.
The world building.
So let me see. All that really happened was Okay, so we got this kid
tried to pickpocket. Yeah, and then at first Kenshin didn't really care. He was like, whatever. But then the girl was like, no, you can't do that. You know, like, stop him. And then he was like, oh, it's fine because his bag was empty. Bag was empty. He was like, there's nothing in there. And then,
well, did he say the bag was empty? I know he like tossed them back. He
tossed it back. You can have it because it was nothing in there though. It was nothing in there. Just an empty bag. He was like, yeah, you can. Here you go.
And he's then like, I'm a hobo kid. I don't have money.
Yeah, like I'm like, what the heck? You robbing the wrong person. And then the kid was like, I'm a descendant. Didn't he say he was a descendant of samurais or something like that?
Yeah.
And
his parents were samurai or something.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm not a pickpocket. He was saying, I'm not a pickpocket. That was on accident or something like that, giving an excuse. And then they just go about their day. They were kind of, he kind of like lectured him. Not really, Kenshin didn't really lecture him, but the girl kind of said some stuff and then he kept running. And then she was like, you know, you should put that sword away or something like that because the police might, you know, think it's a real sword or something. And lo and behold, the police show up. And they press him about his sword, and he's like, "You guys aren't real police officers. Like,
it's the swordless police that come up to him.
They come up to him, and they're like, hey, you got to put your sword away. We're going to call the sword
squad, whoever.
Yeah, the squad with swords. And he's like, all right, they can come. We can talk about it. They show up, and then he realizes, like, people in the town don't like these people, and they're just thugs with badges, basically.
Yeah. And the head dude like hits the guy right here.
Yeah.
That was talking to him in the first
place.
He was like he's not
being aggressive at all. Like, we're just talking. I just need you to let him know like he can't have his sword. He's like, shut up. I'll do what I want. Smack him in the face with the sword. That's what happened.
Oh, I know.
and then that's when Kenshin was like, ah, I see what this is. Like, and then the people were saying, yeah, these dudes aren't, like, he's not causing any
these
trouble.
Guys
Why
are
you
trash.
Guys acting like this?
Yeah, yeah, you, like, guys, you guys suck. You guys are oppressive.
Yeah. You guys aren't real police. And then they're like, we're going to cut the girl if you don't give us your sword or something like that. And he was like, all right, if this is what you want to do.
Wait, and then I think before that too, he was like arrest or like cut everyone in, like, in the town or like in this area.
Yeah, in this area, like something crazy. And then the kid is just watching. I'm glad these pictures are up. It's helping me tell the story.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to the chief of police, and he was getting met by this other guy, or this other guy. I think he was just in town. He was just in town looking for, because he heard about the tale of Kenshin, the Basto, or whatever they call him.
Right.
He was like, I wanted to come and see him, but I see you guys got it taken care of, and it was just a fake. But he was like, no, it was the real one was here. He actually stopped him. And he was like, oh, really? What did he look like? And he described him, orange hair, kind of short, scar on his face. And he was like, oh, what? That's him? Because apparently they were in a war together. And he's like, yeah, I've been looking for you. And then he shows up, after he, like, beat up all the police, and he was like, hey, how you doing? Like, what's been up? Like, you want to join my force? We're trying to put together a group of, it's like, I guess it's ex-soldiers, and he wants to make a...
Like, I was going to say, like, before, it seemed like Kenshin was just, like, a criminal, but, like, it's revealed that, like, he was actually, like, a revolutionary, like, so I think, like, he was part of, like, their revolution of the people who, like, rule now. And I think he helped, like, them take control, basically, by just being a good
swordsman. He was like, I don't want to kill anymore. He was like, that was too much. Like, I did too much killing. Like, he wants to change his life, basically. He's like,
right,
I didn't kill too many people, and that's not a life for me. And that's basically what he was saying to him. Like, I put that away. That's not me anymore. Like, I've done too much.
And the guy was like, you can't. What do you think is, like, staying in this small town at this dojo is going to, like, change anything? Like, it's not going to be a real change. And he's like, as long as I can take care of people around me, in my vicinity, that's, like, okay with me.
Yeah.
And I think the guy just, like, respected that. And he's like, okay.
And then the kid was like, he has some newfound pride. He was like, I want to be like him. Even though he was like, I don't want to be like you. even though he wants to be like him, and then he wins back. He goes back because the dudes, they caught him in an alley. This is after he tried to rob Kenshin and he didn't have any money there. Like, I told you to bring me money by this time. He was like, all right, you got until dusk or dawn or whatever. And he was like, he was just walking with a stick, practicing, like fake practicing with the sword. And they're like, hey, it's you. He's like, you got my money? He's like, I'm done pickpocketing. And they start beating him.
Pulled up on a kid. Like, that is crazy. That actually is crazy. Happening in real life, though.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
He's beating him. And then he was like, what? He was like, I'm done. I'm not being a pickpocket anymore. And he was like, well, this is, the episode ends before this happens. Then the next episode starts from here. And he takes him back to, like, the Yakuza boss or whatever. And he's like, yeah, he said he wants to quit. And then the boss is like, you want to quit? You know, most of the people in the Yakuza are samurais who didn't make any money because it's not, you know, you can't make any money off of that. You don't get any money. So they just rob and steal. So he's like,
got to feed into debauchery.
Basically. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly like, you might as well just cut through. You might as well just skip all of that and just, you know, go straight to the bad part and just stay with us. And then he spit at him. And he was like, how dare was like, you?
Really, punk? You going to disrespect the boss after what he's done for you?
Yeah, like, bro, what? Done for him. And then they started talking about his dad and his mom. And at first, I thought what they were saying was true about his mom. I'm like, dang, what the heck?
But then she said she was like a hooker, basically.
Yeah, on the red light district. And she got sick because she was, you know, messing around with so many people. And then she died. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh my God. And then he was like, your dad was an idiot. He tried to be a soldier, a samurai, and he died in battle or something like that. And then that's when Kenshin shows up and he saves him. He's like, all right, kid, we can go. He was like, I don't need you to save me. And he was like, oh yeah, you're right. Let me just take you to get your wounds healed up. And then he's just crying. And he's like, I hate it. I hate it. He's like, I hate it. And he's like, does your weakness make you that angry? And he was like, yes, me being this weak makes me that angry. And then he was like, he took him to the dojo. He's like, I can't train you, but she can train you and you can learn her sword style, but I will never teach anybody my sword technique because it's too deadly. Yeah. And
the boss was scared of Kenshin.
Yeah, he was like, do you see his eyes? That's the eyes of a killer. he was like, don't chase after him. Like, we're lucky all he wants is that kid. Because if he wanted more, we'd all be dead right now. And then she opens up her school. She has a whole bunch of people that show up, but they all showed up because they thought Kenshin was going to give lessons. He was like, hey, I'm not teaching anybody. She's actually doing the teaching. I'm just kind of here. So if anybody came here to try to learn from me, you might as well just leave. And then everybody leaves. And she's like, why did you say that? I had so many new students. And he was like, it wouldn't matter. Like, it's better to get all the people out. Because if they would have found out later on, they would have just left anyway. So it's better to just get, you know, all the people that are going to quit now gone.
Yeah, he was like, they only last like 6 months anyway.
Yeah. And then it was two dudes that stuck around with the kid. And they got drunk and started messing around with a group of, I guess it's a gang. I don't know what they are because they didn't seem like they were really causing trouble, but they were just, you know, just like a gang in the area. And then they were running and started a riot, and then they chased them back to the dojo. And he was like, help us. It's this group of people chasing us. And the kid is really smart. He is really smart because he's like, you guys are lying.
Such a smart aleck, bro.
Yeah, he is a smart aleck. But like, he's smart. He's a smart aleck, and he's smart. Like, because I feel like his situation, he's very street smart and he understands, you know, like his environment and how people are. Because he's like, you guys are lying. Like, I can tell you're lying. You two are the one that got drunk and you caused the riot. And now you're bringing your mess here because they're chasing after you because you fought some of their like underlings or whatever. And you probably like beat them up with her technique. And now they're all trying to, you know, get back. And then he was like, you just caused trouble for no reason. And then the dude shows
like, kick
up.
Kick him out. Like, get him out of here.
The dude shows up with like makeup. the boss guy. And I'm like, what the heck? He has a wooden cannon. He's shooting the walls off the building. Like, they were just sitting inside. And then it's just boom. Like, the whole wall breaks.
I didn't know wooden
cannons
were a thing.
Right. I'm like, what the heck? A wooden cannon. He was like, yeah, it's good for up close. And so, that happened. And then she's like, I'm not strong enough, but I'll take the punishment for like what you guys did. And then the kid's like, what?
Yeah, he's like, why are you going to do that? What are you talking about?
Yeah, and he kicks the dude in the face. And then Kenshin shows up because they were about to, like, trash him, like, pretty bad. Did he hit the kid? Did the kid even get hit? Or did Kenshin show up right when they were about to?
I think Kenshin showed up before anyone got hit.
Yeah, got hurt. And then they shot a cannon at him. He cut it in half, the ball. And they're like, oh, snap, this dude's serious. And then they just ran away, right, after he showed his display of strength. Yeah. And then Kenshin banned the two dudes. They're like, yeah, you're never pick up a sword again. You're banished from the dojo.
That's the opposite of what I thought would happen.
Yeah. But he was like, he was super nice about it, too. He wasn't, like, scolding them. He was just like, yeah, you guys got to leave. Like, it was like one of those things where someone tells you, like, tells you off, but they're not doing it to be mean. It's like, this is what it is, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just what it is. Like, just don't guys, come back.
Like, you're not welcome here. Don't pick up a sword. Yeah, like, you're not worthy of it, but, like.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Just go live a regular life. Like, live, you know, like, still be go, you know, do what you want. You just can't fight and be a swordsman. No honor.
And then the kid, see the kid, the thing about the kid, him being like a smart aleck and like mean, like he was like mean to her like the whole day.
Yeah, he was calling her ugly.
Yeah,
I don't want to learn from you. You're weak. He's like, you old hag. And then Kenshin was just sitting there. I'm like, dang, he's not even going to say, like, relax. He just kept calling her an old hag. And then because the one scene, the kid was actually being, he was actually being like quiet and just sitting and meditating or whatever. And then she was like, where's this kid at? He's probably causing trouble, being mean and stuff. And then he hopped down. He was like, actually, I was waiting and being like, you know, calm. But since you know, want to talk about me and say these things, I don't care. I'm done training here or whatever. Like, I don't need you. I'll learn on my own. You're not teaching me anyway. You're weak. And then she was like, am I really weak? And she started questioning herself. And I'm like, dang, what the heck, bro? And then the kid felt bad. He felt bad because she was feeling bad. And he was like, no, you're not weak. You're just, I don't know. He was being honest.
She did something to, like, show her strength while they were there. Didn't she, like, she knocked someone out or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, like, you're not weak. And then at the end, he decided, like, I'll let you train me.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, this guy pops up with the red headband, and he beat up, like, the gang boss.
Yeah.
And he's also, like, in the opening, like, credits and ending song. So he's going to be, like, a main character. But, yeah.
So, yeah, Rooney's picking up, too. I'm liking it.
I like this show. I think it's pretty interesting.
First episode was kind of shaky, I'll say that. But then the second and the third, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. Like you said, it reminds me of an older anime. Because I know you were saying you think it's just like a one-on-one reboot, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
So, yeah.
The only thing that may be different, because when I read this guy's blog, he said he's watched like every version of the show and read it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently other versions of this anime did not adapt like the true like ending mm-hmm. of the manga. So maybe this one will, and he's really excited to see if they will. So that might be the only difference.
Okay.
But yeah. We're talking about Zom.
Zom, yeah. Zom was good. I like Zom too. I like everything we're watching.
I think it's really
everything
good.
Everything we're watching is good, yeah. but this was like a spin on, because it wasn't really about him. It was about him, but it was about the girl, like her perspective of being in the. They're like the exact opposite. Like his is the bucket list before he dies, like, and hers is like
stuff.
Yeah, and hers is like everything. I'm gonna do everything so I don't die.
Yeah, so she's got like,
and she's like, still she's working. Like she went back and she was like, "Hello, is anybody?" Because she's like a remote worker and everything. She was like, "Is anybody in HQ still?" Anybody working?
Was that? Did she do that?
Yeah. She was on the phone trying to call in to work and see if anybody was still working.
Because I remember she was on her computer, like, looking for stuff. Like, she works out. She, like, tracks her calories. Like, anything with sugar
no
in
sugar,
it.
No sugar, yeah, no sugar. She was like, anything that'll increase my chance of living, I'm going to do.
Right.
And she went to the, she has everything planned out. She got cameras and stuff on the bike and. When she heard him coming, she was like, oh, I should go because he's going to bring attention and zombies are probably going to be here. And then he was like, oh, you go.
Oh, I was just gonna say with the people in the beginning, like when he first, like the people stuck in the apartment, like when he went get stuff for them.
He was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be back. We should have a drink later."
I had a feeling they weren't gonna be there.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna get clapped too. Yeah, and then he showed up and he was like, "Oh man, they sad. Died."
But yeah, the girl, yeah, they're just foils of each other. Like he's just doesn't care. Well, he does care about living, but he's just living, like trying to have as much fun, and she's just trying to live as long as possible.
Yeah.
But I was actually really surprised that like she like saved him.
Oh, when the truck came in and she like flipped him.
Because I thought she was trying to do like something else.
Oh, but then when they... like what, rob him or something or what?
Not like rob him, but like I thought she was just trying to like get him out of her way, basically. Yeah. Or just like I didn't think a truck was going to come through the store. Oh, because
you didn't see the truck coming in yet through the store. Yeah, yeah. She just did it abruptly, and it's like, what the heck?
Yeah. But
and he's like mesmerized. I think that's the girl of his dreams. Did he cross that off?
No.
No. Didn't. Okay. Okay. Because remember, he wrote down, "I want to meet the girl of my dreams."
I think that was at the end of the third episode.
Oh, this episode. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if he meets her again, he might cross it off. I don't know.
Oh, but one thing there is. So the next episode is called like Flight Attendant of the Dead or something. And one of the things on the list was like go on a date with a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that might be a thing too. I don't know. He thought she was pretty, but like they were like so opposite that I don't know
if it
would be a thing or not. But she'll probably change. They'll probably affect each other.
Because remember, she was like, "I should have got that sweet, that candy or whatever that was."
Because
she was thinking about how he's so carefree, and she was like, "How is somebody this carefree still surviving this long?"
Was that
so? I think she will change a little bit. I think she'll loosen up slightly, which is crazy to say in a zombie apocalypse. Like. I should loosen up.
Well, I mean, you're a zombie apocalypse. You may as well, I don't know, try to enjoy as much as you can, I guess. Yeah.
And then he finally got a motorcycle that he uses all the time now, or at least he used it in the next episode. He upgraded from a bike. He had a scooter, and then he was like, "Oh, snap, it's a motorcycle." He grabbed a motorcycle.
I'm trying to remember the dialogue that they had in the store. Like,
wasn't
he
didn't say anything
like,
back to him. He was talking, but she wasn't responding.
Was he like, "We should like exchange contact
information
or something"?
Exchange contact information, and she was like,
and maybe she says something about like, didn't he just go to get beer? Or did she say something about just
she was like
"Are
you
beer?
Really came all?" Or she was talking in her head. She was like, "He really came all this way just to get beer." And or maybe she did say something to him.
She said something.
I think he started
to him about. Like,
I think
priorities.
He started thinking about it. Yeah, because she was getting water and, like, you know, essentials. And he just came for beer. And then,
that was me. I would be getting some of both. I would be getting essentials.
I don't drink,
I don't drink either. I wouldn't get beer. I don't drink by myself. But, like, I would get, like, snacks or something.
Same snacks. I would get food, essentials, snacks, and stuff like that, yeah.
So, yeah, he pulls off with the bike. And then, is that when he decides to see his friend?
Yeah, the next episode he decides to see his friend.
Oh yeah, and all the vitamins she was taking.
Yeah, she was taking a bunch of vitamins and stuff. Yeah, she was on it, man. Working out, vitamins,
the spreadsheet out. She was like, everything,
because he has a diary, like he has a notebook, she has a spreadsheet. But I think a notebook would actually be better, because but apparently the internet still works, but in reality the internet would eventually go down and spreadsheets would probably go offline because the servers and stuff would, you know, not be up. So that shit would be going. But.
And then the third episode, we got
this.
I
like this episode a lot.
It was good. We got the host people. Do you know, like, host culture?
No, I don't.
So, like, the only reason I know about this because I used to watch a show called Gintama. And they would have, like, they would go to clubs. So hosts are basically, like, and hostesses, like, a bunch of women will, like, go to, like, a club with, like, hosts. And they're just, like, guys that walk around and they, like, entertain the guests. And, like, basically they're there to entertain them and get them to buy more drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their thing. And there's, like, a culture of, like, top hosts. So, like, the top host of this specific, like, area, town, bar, like they're usually like really popular, and like when girls go there, like they want to have them. So like it was really funny in the beginning when they had like all the hosts like outside that club, because it just reminded me of Gintama. And then they had the guy like on the billboard. The
billboard, yeah, number one.
So that was funny. Show. but in this episode, we got, what is even our main character? Akira? Is his name Akira?
Yeah, Akira. Yeah,
that's funny.
I think this is the first time he got his name.
He rides a bike too.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, dang, that's crazy, Akira on a bike, and he did the slide too, like Akira. Yeah. The iconic bike slide.
So yeah, he remembers his friend. Well, I forgot his name, but his friend is like a real estate guy, and
yeah, he has a really good life. But
turns out models and
dates a model, makes a bunch of money, but he wants to really be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, and then. When he says what he really wanted to do. But he just remembers his times with him, like, playing rugby and stuff. And he was always naked for some reason.
Yeah. That was his thing. That was his joke. He was like, I got to get more jokes other than nudity. Because that's pretty weird.
Did you see all these pictures, like, in the flashbacks?
Yeah, always, naked. Yeah. That's his thing, I guess.
So, yeah. He's going to find him. And there's a flashback of him like talking, and apparently they had like a falling out because Akira was like working at his job, and he hated
I wouldn't
his
say
life.
A falling out. I would say a disagreement, because I guess it was a falling, but it wasn't like, man, I don't want to see you again, like kind of thing. It was just like bad day, you know.
Yeah, like he's just like, they both just said like check please and left, and I assume they didn't talk since then.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't talk since then. It was like a year. It had been a year, but. He was like, oh, because Akira, the only reason Akira thought about him is because he got his phone back, and I guess the internet was moving slow because everybody was off the internet and he was getting alerts again. He was like, oh, snap, it's been 3 years. I haven't been checking my phone. I've been canceling invites. And now that the internet is moving slow. Yeah, he's like, now that the internet is moving slow or nobody's on the internet, I can check my messages. And he was just responding back to everybody, and then he seen his friend's name. He was like, oh, yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. We were best friends back in university. And then he reaches out, he calls him, and the dude is in a bondage room.
With the zombie like, tied up.
Yeah, zombie tied up. He's like, I'm stuck in here with this monster. And he was, it's been 3 days, and he's only drank water. And he was about to, like, pass out, and that's when you were saying he was having the visions of Akira. He was like, why am I thinking about him right now? And then he calls him. He's like, what the heck? Answers the phone. He's like, hey, where you at? He's like, I'm in this town. I'm in this district. He was like, all right, I'm going to pull up. He's like, what? There's zombies out there. He's like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm coming now. Send me your address. He was like, what? Sent him the address. Dude pulls up. He got a car. He set a car on fire and, like, tied a rugby ball to it to, like, honk. Because that saved the hostess, the last hostess, too. He was about to die. And then all the zombies just walked back or started walking away because a car was honking. They get there, and then the car blows up. Akira goes inside. Finds
his
friend.
He was like hiding in like a fountain or something. Like, he's hiding in water.
He just came out the water, submerged, came and then rose out. He's like, all right, it's all clear. Goes inside, finds his friend, and then he like breaks down. Like, I'm sorry, you were right. I should have quit my job. I should have took your advice, and I shouldn't have complained or said anything about you talking about your life and saying you were bragging and a bunch of other stuff. And then he started like crying and yelling, and then all the zombies come back. Then they rush upstairs. They block off the top floor. And then the dude is about to have a panic attack. He's like, what do we do? What do we do, Akira? What do we do? And he's like, we got to jump. Yeah. He was like, what? Jump? Yeah, jump across another building.
That looks so far away.
Yeah. And then he ran. He jumped. And he made it. He's like, all right, now your turn. He's like, come on.
He's bleeding, too.
Yeah. He rolled on top of the building. He jumped across and then just rolled like 6 times and then looked up. He was like, all right, now it's your turn. And then his friend was like, you know what? I got to say something, too. I'm the one that should be saying sorry. I didn't like my life. I hated my job. I had to lie to people to get them on bad contracts and then just to like appease the higher ups. I was going to dinner with a bunch of famous, you know, celebrities and sports figures, and I didn't even like them. He was like, I didn't enjoy any of it. I really wanted to just be a stand-up comedian and pursue that. I hate my life. I hate my job. And I was just bragging to make myself feel better. And then, he was like, you were right. And then
he's like, I don't think I can jump.
Yeah. At first, I thought he was going to die. I was like, dang.
I thought he was going to die, too.
Character development. Make Akira kind of take stuff a little bit more serious. Yeah. And then when he jumped, I was like, maybe they're going to make him not make it, and that's how he dies.
And he kind of stopped for a second.
Yeah, he stopped in midair. He jumped off.
I was like, is he going to die?
Yeah, I was like, dang, is he going to die like that when he jumped? Because I was like, knowing the show like this, he'll probably not make the jump like halfway and it's just flat. But it's good that he didn't die because it seems like he'll be in the show for a while, like with Akira. Like they'll be together doing stuff.
And I didn't recognize him from the opening, but I think he dyes his hair.
Oh, he does?
Blonde or something. Because in the opening, his hair is like blonde on top. Okay, so I was unsure if that was him or not. But
I skipped the openings. I watch them one time, and then I skip them. But the thing was, the first episode didn't have an opening, right?
Maybe it didn't. I don't know. I don't think it did, actually.
Yeah, I think it just started, and then the second episode had an opening. And then they're just drinking beers on top of the roof, naked.
Like, why Akira's next to a naked? Dumpster I don't fire. Know.
I don't know why they got naked. I don't know. Like, what?
But it was good, though. This show makes me feel things, I feel like.
It makes you question life. If I should explore and expand and do more stuff. I kind of feel it.
Like, that's why I feel like that's why I don't want to say that Bleach and JJK are caring, because I feel like when I watch this show, like, I, like, feel...
You can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say that's kind of how I feel. I'm not going to say I felt like that completely. When I left San Francisco, I was like, dang, maybe I should get out more and do stuff. You know, like, dang, like, maybe I should go places, you know, travel a little bit more. Not that I enjoy, like, being in my room, but, you know, just try stuff. You know, you might as well. You only live one time, so.
Like, I want to travel more.
Yeah. So,
Do stuff, see my friends more. So. When I hear him talk about it, I'm like, dang, I really should be doing something crazy. But, wow. But yeah, that is all our shows.
Yep. This one too bad, an hour and a half. And we talk about two episodes each.
What was your episode a week for? I'll just do this
JJK.
Week.
Well, I'll do it sectioned off. So the first week... Like, the first episode, second episode of everything, I'll say Bleach. But the second episode of everything... Or actually, no, I think I'll do back-to-back JJK.
Okay. I would say week two for my episode of the week. I say Rurouni Kenshin. Because I really liked the story with the kid, and I felt like it was picking up a lot with the discovery that he's not a criminal. He's like with the Revolutionary Army, and it was just interesting to me. And then this week, I'd say probably Zom 100 for me.
Okay.
Because I really like the new character.
I was seeing one person. Or is this a group? This is YouTube channel I watch. They do, I think I told you about them. They do like reactions to animes. It's like four of them. They watch the episode together.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And
is that the guy that was like crying?
No. Not the guy that was crying. Not that one. Not them. I just seen that clip on TikTok and I sent it when Kakashi died. He was like, what? How they gonna do that? He was like, how they gonna do that?
Tell me he not dead.
Yeah, tell me he not dead. He was like, what? He was like, nigga, we don't spoil. He said, he dead. He gone. He was like, what? We done reacting. He was like, if y'all don't tell me, it ain't no more reactions. He said, ain't no more reactions. It's crazy because he is dead. But, you know, he gets resurrected because Pain does the thing to bring everybody back to life. Except Jiraiya, because I never understood that. Why was Jiraiya the only person that, because he didn't die in the town. He died. From fighting Pain and not from the giant blast, right?
Yeah, that's the only reason I could think of, just because he wasn't in that area. And it was like a while ago.
But yeah, he was like, what? He was trying to hold back the tears. Man, cinema, man. Well, not cinema, it's anime, but media. Yeah. Stuff like that is cool when, like, you can feel emotion from a show. That's how you know it's good.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying, like, JJK isn't really making me feel
nothing
right now.
Yeah,
but
it's not,
it looks really good, and the action is really good. It's like a Fast and Furious movie.
you don't like the story so far with the star plasma vessel and
it's
stuff.
Okay.
It's like, yeah.
I feel like I didn't get enough like time with Rico to care.
Those characters, to care. Yeah. Yeah.
And like I already know that someone is gonna live. I don't know like if Rico's gonna get brought back to life too and be assimilate with Tengen or not, but like I know the school is still gonna be there and Geto and Gojo are still gonna live. So
and Toji might not be dead. We don't even know what Toji if he's still alive or not. Yeah,
I'm interested to see how they fight back.
Oh, he can't be dead though, because they had a. I think they showed them fighting again when they were older in the trailers.
Did they?
I could be wrong. It was like all white around, unless that was Gojo fighting Geto. But it looked like Gojo fighting Toji again.
Possibly. I mean, maybe that's why they're. Doing this prequel.
Doing the backstory, yeah.
Possibly, though. Okay. What were we saying? What was I saying?
We was on episode of the week. Now we're talking about the next one. Animation of the week.
I'd say Jujutsu for both weeks.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen, yeah.
That's
moment of the week.
See. Last week, I'd say when the old man got beat up by Geto and his life flashed before his eyes.
Yeah,
with
the dog.
That was hilarious. I really like it was funnier because I had no idea what was going on. Like I thought he was actually getting like a flashback, like character building flashback for some reason. And then it just cuts and he's just getting smacked around. That was hilarious. So yeah, I think that was, I'm trying to think, I don't think there's any other, moments,
yeah,
that could compare to that for me. And then maybe this week,
this week I already know mine. Like
this week for me, it was probably I'm kind of torn between the guy jumping off the building naked. That's probably mine. That's probably
okay.
Fine. The guy jumping off.
That's the second. That's second for me. That's second for me. I'm gonna have to go with Gojo getting destroyed. Like not him getting stabbed. I mean, even though that moment was like crazy when he got stabbed, I was like, "What the heck?" But then he got freaking just bodied and he was just laid out dead. I'm like, "What the heck?"
Need some milk.
I was like, "What the heck?" Or when Rico got shot in the head.
Yeah. Both were shocking.
Yeah, it was a lot of moments in JJK. It was three for me. It was him getting stabbed through the chest, then him getting stabbed in the neck, and then Rico getting shot in the head.
And I want to know what happened to Kuroi, because she was, like, in between them. Like
she went to the school, too?
Yeah, she was there because she said goodbye to Rico like right before, like when they were underground. Like she went on the elevator and stuff. So she was in between like Gojo and Geto. So I wonder if she died.
Oh, like Toji just was like, all right, I got to kill you too. I don't think he would do that. I don't think he'll kill anybody he doesn't need to. I don't think he's that kind of person.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, maybe she tried to fight him. I could see her trying to fight him.
Yeah, and just, get bodied instantly.
Immediately. Bodied. So, I don't know. I'm actually very interested to see how this is all going to be cleaned up so that we get to present time.
Yeah.
And didn't you say there's going to be, like, a break?
They said it's going to be a 5-week break, yeah.
It's five? I thought it was 3 weeks.
Or it might be 3 weeks, but they were saying they were going to show the movie. And then it's going to be one episode that recaps all of season, basically everything that just happened. And then the next week, it'll be an episode or it'll be the movie. And then the next 3 weeks will be a break time. So it's basically 5 weeks of break because like we've seen everything, which is ridiculous, but
it's weird.
Freaking 5-week hiatus. Like what the heck, bro?
That's very weird. Maybe they're just trying to drag it out as much as they can. I don't know.
Yeah, because by that time, Attack on Titan final episode will be out.
When does that come out?
I want to say
next month,
October, or maybe September. It might be next month. Let's see.
I forget from time to time about Attack on Titan because it's been so long.
Yeah, and they've just been dragging it like crazy.
Is that coming out? Is people talking about new Naruto episodes, which I don't know if they're
Original
animation or rebooted.
I think they're just rebooted, redrawn. That thing I sent you, I think it's just those episodes redone. But it's not all of them. It's just like a select portion.
That's not even that hype,
though. I think one of them is going to be to fight Naruto versus Sasuke, the first fight.
Okay. Well, that's not even that hype then. They announced like a reanimation reboot type thing of Naruto like months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like a DVD or box set or something, but they announced it. So that's not even that crazy. Gear 5 is in a couple weeks. I already know One Piece community is going crazy about that.
Yeah, that's next week, right?
It's 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks, okay.
Like first week
they showed
August.
The trailer of it already, though. So, like...
Yeah, One Piece Day or something.
Yeah, like, is that even really hype? Like,
it's hype. No, it's definitely
I mean,
hype,
it's hype, so. But it's like, they showed you what it's going to look like already. They showed a trailer for the form. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, people were saying, like...
That's like 2 weeks before Goku transforms to Super Saiyan against Frieza. They drop a trailer saying, get ready for Super Saiyan. Yeah, like, what?
The culture of anime and everything is different now. And, like, I feel... Someone also said, like, online, like, the anime is based... They were saying, trying to say, like, the anime is basically an advertisement for the manga at this point.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
To, like, sell the manga more. So, maybe that's what it's about. I don't know. Honestly, I don't really care. I already read the manga. So, yeah. Like, I know what it looks like, just, and I know from all the stuff I've been seeing, like, I've been seeing, like, behind-the-scenes stuff of, like, the voice actor for Luffy and, like, the director and them talking, and people are, like, they flew out people from different countries, they flew out people from Warner Brothers to work on this episode, like, people are, like, going crazy for this, so it's definitely a hype. Minato One Shot, I read that, it was alright, it was pretty overhyped. By people, I feel like.
Yeah, I didn't read it. Isn't it just about Minato creating the Rasengan?
That's really it. It was like,
okay, but I seen one video there. Like, it's so much. This means so much for the show. There's two, like, you have two DNAs, and you can change the world and some other stuff. And they're saying the creator has so much. He's done so much, and it's so much depth, and this means so much. For Boruto and Naruto, and I'm like, alright, bro.
People will be overhyping Naruto and Boruto up the ass lately. Boruto, I'm not gonna talk crap about Boruto. I don't like it. But, like...
People say the manga's good, though.
Yeah, people say that. But I haven't read it, so I can't even say.
Yeah,
but the one-shot manga, it was okay. It was just like a prequel, and it was like 50 pages, and it wasn't nothing crazy. At all.
Yeah.
It was just some regular stuff.
There are some plot holes in Naruto that I feel like don't get talked about enough. Like the fact that nobody mentioned to Naruto that Minato is his dad.
Literally, like, one of the stupidest things ever.
like I never thought about it like back then, but like, why did nobody ever, up until he fought Pain and he seen his dad inside of Kurama, you know, like, why is this his first time finding out that his dad is the fourth Hokage?
And another thing about, like, the information, like, as more prequels and one-shots and stuff gets made, like, the one-shot, I don't know if everyone else knew this except me, but it reveals to me that Kushina's mother...
That's his mom, right? Naruto's mom?
Yeah. Kushina's mom revealed to me, I don't know if everyone else knew this already, was, what's his name? The first Hokage's wife.
What?
Yeah. Like, Kushina's mom, I forgot her name, was the first Hokage.
That's
wife.
New to me. So he's related to the first Hokage, like, literally.
Yes. Which I feel like...
That's his grandfather.
Away from kind of the allure him being of like Naruto. An outcast.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody because, like what? He's related to the number one, the like the. He's like, related to the destined. Two highest people ever in history of his village.
Yes. And his mom is literally a part of like the Uzumaki clan, which was apparently a prestigious, strong, powerful clan. So it kind of takes away from the lore of Naruto coming from like nothing and just being this brat who didn't really, yeah. who kind of like sucked as a ninja, when he really comes from a long line
of royalty, of
the greatest ninjas of like all time.
Yeah. So. And I mean, and then at the end of Naruto, they even say like he's the reincarnation of one of the sons of, you know,
of, like the creators of chakra,
of the creator of chakra. So yeah. that's why he's so strong anyway. So, I mean, they already, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's still a great show. I just feel like,
yeah, there's just some things where I'm just like, why?
Yeah. Girl.
And I forgot what else I was going to say. But, I mean, Boruto, I said I'll read the manga one day and give it a try. I just haven't yet. It's on the list. But that's all the anime news I got.
Same.
And maybe I'll check X later, see what people are saying.
Yeah.
You see X?
Yeah. You see... rebranded Twitter.
Elon Musk is a funny dude. But yeah, thank you. I'm not even going to get into Elon Musk. But thank you for listening to this episode, Weekend Weebs, July 24th, 2023. I'm out. Peace.
Peace.
We're done.